Anthony, here's a question to consider. How much did Americans spend in total on veterinary care for their pets last year? Just guess.
Oh boy, I'm sure it's a ridiculously high number. More than a billion.
Answer?
2 billion.
12
3
billion.
I was getting there.
Just by a factor of four, that's all right. And that's all on medicines, treatments, surgeries, diagnostic technologies that rival equipment used on human patients. So, in a way, the ever-growing expanse and expense of animal medical care puts vets themselves in a really difficult situation. They treat beloved pets, but can they really understand the love that drives a person to push for treatment at any cost, even if it comes at a high cost to the animal's comfort? Well, Dr. Nick Trout took up that question by looking at how his own pets have shaped his life. Trout is a staff surgeon at the Angel Animal Medical Center in Boston, and we talked about his book, Ever by My Side, A Memoir in 8 Pets, when I visited Angel's state-of-the-art animal hospital.
Oh, Matilda!
Hello. I know. Don't want to be interviewed today? Or maybe I do.
I have something to say, Callie.
Labrador getting a total hip replacement tomorrow. It flew in from Bermuda yesterday.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
I mean, total hip replacement for a dog.
Yeah, I mean, total hip replacement's been around for about 30 years or so in veterinary medicine, but it's really taken off in the last, I would think, 20 years. I think driven in part by owner desire to make animals as comfortable as they can because their role in their lives has become increasingly more central to them. They're such a more important part of the family. And with the genie out of the bottle, you know, they're saying, hey, if I can have it for myself, then I'm going to want it for my pet. So, oh, you're very cute.
Bye, little pup. Okay. Tell us about the first pet of your own.
Yeah, this was a dog named Patch, just a formidable, beautiful German Shepherd. And this dog, you know, was originally a dog that I thought was going to be my lassie, you know, that we would have adventures together, that we would, you know, solve mysteries and catch bank robbers and do all these childlike things. You know, this dog would learn my secret whistle or something and just appear. And as any German Shepherd owner knows, German Shepherds can bond very tightly to individuals. And sadly for me, that individual was not me, it was my father. And at the end of the day, what I really got out of this dog was the fact that I grew comfortable and knowledgeable of just the aura of having a dog in your life. You know, when I ultimately was at veterinary school and pretending to be an equine doctor, we just got to go
absolutely
see the rat.
Duty calls.
This is Magnus, she's from WBUR.
Hi, how are you
and,
doing?
We're just
animals.
Because we're fascinated by... Whoa, hey.
He's a large rat.
He's a large rat with what looks to be a large something on the side there.
Yes.
And they're up for CT?
Well,
the rat scan?
I would say that I haven't discussed anything with them at this point. I would say that they're trying to keep things to a reasonable... Is it... Yeah, that's what I'm trying. It's hard to tell if that's...
Yeah. I can't think that a ultrasound is going to give you that much. Probably the CT would be best.
And radiographs, unless there's obvious bony changes.
You're not
going to
know whether it's invading that abdominal wall. What are you doing, little Reddy?
Trying to escape.
What's his name?
His name is Wheel Rat.
Wheel Rat?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. One of the great things Patch did for me was give me that sense of how dogs are. You know, real subtle stuff. Just, you know, they're just the way they are when they're not happy, when they are happy. That was just, we all as a family said we could never, when Patch passed, you know, we just could not think about another German Shepherd.
When I walk through a facility like Angel Memorial Hospital, and there's the technology here is probably the best that people can get virtually anywhere in the United States.
Come
I'm
on.
I'm sure there are other listeners out there who are thinking, isn't it kind of overkill for animals?
The way I rationalize this is that, first of all, this is nothing experimental here. This is proven science. So it's not that it's radical in any way. What may be radical is the concept of how far should we go for these animals. And that is a, you know, when we're offering, you know, hip replacements and obviously heart surgery, you know, you're going to say, you know, is, you know, where does this take us? When do we stop? What's the end point? And we have animals that are living in the now. They don't know anything other than the now. And so we as pet owners have to step up and justify and rationalize what we're going to put an animal through. And so my role as a veterinarian is not to say that is necessarily the right or the wrong thing to do, but to give you as the owner that option.
If we take the time to listen and observe, these animals can teach us some pretty valuable lessons, and we just got to be astute enough to notice and pick up on them. Because the truth is, those lessons will stay with us in a remarkable way. It's incredible how subtle they may be, but how long they resonate. Oh, you're my best friend.
Ooh, you make me live. Dr. Nick Trout is a staff surgeon at the Angel Animal Medical Center in Boston. His book, Ever by My Side, a memoir in 8 pets, is out in paperback now. Find an excerpt at our website, radioboston.org.
Tomorrow on the show, Maine Senator Olympia Snowe says she won't run for re-election. In our Week in Review, we'll consider how her departure shakes up New England and national politics.
Also, Benjamin Britten's War Requiem. A cross-New England collaboration is making the 50-year-old masterpiece more relevant than ever. That's all tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mozzie, and Jason Breslow. Our interns are Annie Ropeek and Mira Sharma.
Tim Skog is our technical director. We had help today from Eddie Mazzulli.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.